What do you think makes the perfect snack?
It's gotta be when I'm really craving it and it's convenient.
Could you be more specific?
When it's cravenient.
Okay.
Like a freshly baked cookie made with real butter, available right down the street at AMPM, or a savory breakfast sandwich I can grab in just a second at AMPM.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, yeah, we're talking about what I crave.
Which is anything from AMPM.
What more could you want?
Stop by AMPM where the snacks and drinks are perfectly craveable and convenient. That's cravenience. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, awesome humans. Novaline here, your guide through the wild world of tech-life balance. Ever feel like you're living in a constant state of scroll overload? We're always plugged in, bombarded with notifications, and glued to those glowing screens. Today, we're diving deep into a superpower that can help us reclaim our lives. Gratitude. It sounds simple, but trust me, cultivating gratitude is like hitting the refresh button on your soul and giving your phone the side eye it deserves. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, gratitude, that's so cliche, hear me out. Gratitude isn't about being Pollyanna-ish and ignoring the world's problems. It's about shifting your perspective, noticing the good stuff, and training your brain to focus on what truly matters. And guess what? This little shift can have a huge impact on how much time you spend glued to your phone. Think about it. When you're feeling grateful, you're less likely to feel that nagging emptiness or boredom that makes you reach for your phone for comfort. So, here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate gratitude and ditch the screen addiction cycle. 1. The Gratitude Journal Power Play. This ain't your grandma's diary, people. A gratitude journal is like a mental detox for your brain. Every day, jot down 3 things you're genuinely grateful for, big or small. Did your coffee taste amazing this morning? Is your dog ridiculously cute? Did you finally master that tricky recipe? Write it down. The simple act trains your brain to focus on the positive and rewires your thinking patterns. 2. Mindful moments matter. Ever notice how quickly time flies when you're scrolling endlessly? That's because we're not truly present in the moment. Cultivating mindfulness helps us break free from autopilot and appreciate the little things. Take a few minutes each day to simply observe your surroundings, feel the sun on your skin, listen to the birds chirping, or savor that delicious meal. It's like hitting the pause button on life and noticing the beauty around you. 3. Embrace the offline adventure. You know that feeling of excitement when you finally disconnect from the digital world? That's pure freedom. Make a conscious effort to schedule unplugged time each day, go for a hike, read a book, have a real conversation with a loved one, gasp. Or simply enjoy the quiet bliss of doing nothing. Trust me, your soul will thank you for it. 4. The power of appreciation. Remember that awesome friend who always knows how to make you laugh. Or that incredible barista who whips up the perfect latte every time. Take a moment to express your genuine appreciation. A simple thank you can go a long way in boosting your own happiness and strengthening connections. 5. Digital detox days. Treat yourself to a full day or even just a few hours of digital detox bliss. Turn off notifications, put your phone away, and immerse yourself in activities that bring you joy. It's like hitting the reset button on your relationship with technology and rediscovering the simple pleasures of life. Let me share a quick story with you to illustrate this point. Remember that time I went camping with my friends? We were totally unplugged, no phones allowed. Initially, there was some awkward silence, you know how we are. But then something magical happened. We started talking, laughing, playing games, and enjoying each other's company without the distraction of screens. The laughter felt louder, the stories more captivating, and the connection deeper. It was a reminder that sometimes disconnecting is the best way to truly connect with ourselves and others. So, my friends, let's make gratitude our guiding star and leave behind the screen addiction cycle. Start your day with a grateful heart, practice mindfulness throughout the day, and savor those offline moments. Remember, you've got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What are you most grateful for today? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's build a community of gratitude together. And don't forget to subscribe to your phone as a villain so you never miss an episode packed with tips and tricks to reclaim your time and live a more fulfilling life. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.